During this portion of Vocal Point, we're going to talk about the news coverage of President Trump. I'm Jerry Newcomb, and our guest is a very special guest. He's a veteran journalist, Jim Engel. You've probably seen him often on Fox News, and before that he was on CNN and also ABC News. The late Nat Hentoff said that Jim Engel is one of the most fair, incisive, and informed investigative reporters on the Washington scene, end quote. Jim Engel, it's great to have you on the program. Thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you, Jerry. Appreciate it.
All right, and before we get into the real topic at hand, which is the way the news media is covering President Trump, just give us a little bit about your own background in terms of covering presidents through the years.
Well, I started with President Reagan and covered Bush 41, Clinton, and Bush 43, and then, let's see, I'm trying to figure
Obama.
Out. Obama. A bit of Obama. In fact, I think I got most of Obama.
Mm-hmm.
But then I retired, so.
Okay. All right. So
I'm not covering this White House except from afar.
You're right. Okay. But as a viewer, you see the way the coverage is, and, you know, it's almost like you're almost waiting for, and this is sarcastic, but you're almost waiting for, we bring you this news alert. President Trump has woken up and he's now reported to office. This is a new crisis in America. You know, I mean, they're so biased against him.
Well, there is a tone of crisis in everything. I mean, I heard today a Democratic lawmaker talking about how he had to be impeached because he is a criminal. While some Democratic leaders are saying, well, you know, we might want to wait until the Mueller investigation is over before we, and is reported to us before we start talking about impeachment. So this is a big problem within the Democratic Party because you've got so many who are already saying that he should be impeached right away, including one in the last couple of days who used a rather vile and vulgar term to refer to him, and it got nothing but cheers in the room she was in. I won't repeat the word. I won't even abbreviate it for you, but most of your listeners have probably seen it somewhere.
Sure.
It's that kind of attitude toward Trump that Democrats, especially liberal Democrats, get fired up over.
You know, it's interesting. In some ways, would it be fair to say that President Trump is the history's first citizen president, in the sense that he wasn't even a dog catcher in any municipality? He had never ran for Congress. I mean, even President Lincoln, who he was only a lowly congressman, I believe, you know, as far as political parties that he held before he became president of the United States. Is that true about Trump?
Well, I hesitate to say he's the first ever because we had some people in the last century in particular who had been generals and military heroes of one kind or another and then ascended to the presidency. But I'm always wary about, and Trump should be too, about saying the best ever in history because he sometimes misses the mark on those. But
sure.
So I'm hesitant to say that, but it is true that he had no political background, which, of course, was one of the things that got him where he is. That and his penchant for wanting to tell things like they are, which sometimes gets him in trouble. I mean, look, he is not only a real estate developer, he was a New York real estate developer, where bluster and hyperbole are tools of the trade, and the president uses those quite well. You remember Little Marco and his term for the North Korean leader, Rocket Man, all of which, you know, not to mention Senator Warren, whom he called Pocahontas because of her claim to have some Native American blood in her, but which she's been backtracking on. But in any case, he has a penchant for capturing the essence of things. Sometimes he goes over the line and it's a little unseemly. But for the most part, he hits the mark. when he's going after those people.
Do you think that the treatment of President Trump by the mainstream media has been, on balance, fair and balanced, to use a good phrase?
It's to use an old phrase, yeah. It has not been balanced. And I think he incites the media, especially with constant talk of fake news, which sometimes is a fair description and sometimes it's just any kind of coverage that doesn't go his way, which every president has complained about, I have to say.
But it is
not fair. I mean, he has been accused of all sorts of things, just like these claims that it's time to get rid of him because he's a criminal. There's no evidence that he's a criminal. The strong desire on the part of liberal Democrats to go ahead and move on impeachment, even though there are very few grounds to do that. They're going to need some evidence before they're able to get an impeachment movement going. And right now they don't have any other than that he's a little rough around the edges sometimes. That's not an impeachable offense.
Sure. How would you assess the overall treatment of President Trump by the media? It seems like they're so biased to the left, he just can't seem to get a fair shake.
No, they can't. I mean, they've accused him of everything in the world, including, you know, at one point they were accusing him of not having paid taxes, when in fact he paid at a higher rate than Bernie Sanders. So there are so many things that come up that people accuse him of, almost anything they can think of, frankly, and including like removing the bust of MLK, Martin Luther King, from the Oval Office, which was also not true, of renaming Black History Month to African American History Month, which was a term used by Obama, George W. Bush, and Bill Clinton. I mean, there are so many things that they're tempted to say about him. Now, I have to say, he does encourage it. But that's no reason for journalists to engage in it. I mean, every president says things that, and, you know, covering Reagan, I remember, you know, that he was able, he was so genial. But he also thought he didn't get a fair shake from the media, and he didn't until later on. But in Trump's case, they've accused him of everything, and the tone in the media is just as harsh as the tone that Trump uses for which they criticize him. So the media are guilty of the very thing that they accuse Trump of doing, of being intemperate and saying things that are not true. So the media have said so many things about Trump that are not true. And they tend to pick on the things that they can make some sort of case out of, regardless of how true it is. There are some things, you know, with Comey, for instance, where they talked about Trump campaign staff meeting senior Russian intelligence officials. And Comey testified that that article, the one that suggested that, was not true. So if the person who was investigating him couldn't find any evidence and believes it's not true, then why are the media saying that? There is no reason for that to happen other than the fact that they are trying to get something, trying to gin up a case against Trump, because he has so enraged them that they want to get him out. I mean, there are dozens of instances, and you can find them just about every day, of someone saying something for which there is very little evidence, but a whole lot of opinion. And it's not supposed to be opinion when you're doing straight reporting.
Right.
But that is what you find all too often in today's reports on Trump.
You know, it's an interesting thing, just looking at your own particular bio. You decided to leave CNN in 1996, I believe it was, in order to join Fox News, and you were a nightly contributor to the special report with Brit Hume, and Brit Hume decided to leave ABC News to work with Fox News, which was up and coming at that time, 1996. I believe that was even its very first year, and you were there for years. Can you explain about why you even made that choice? in light of some, you know, there's kind of an anti-Fox News bias among some today.
Well, there is. The reason I decided to go was because Britt and I had covered the White House together. And Britt was one of the fairest and one of the best reporters I had ever met. So I was out in New Mexico with Bob Dole and for CNN, and Britt called me and said, and I was about to sign a contract, and he said, "Have you signed anything yet?" And I said, "No." He said, "Don't do it. Roger's going to call you." So Roger called me the next day.
Roger Ailes.
And Roger Ailes, and offered me the chief White House correspondent job. Wow. And I wanted to work with Britt, and I knew Ailes a little bit. And I also knew that the media in general were tilted heavily to the left. Roger's view was that that could be rectified to some extent with a network that was dedicated to fair and balanced. Now, balance is a tricky measure when you're trying to step on the other side of the scale from dozens of media organizations which tend to tilt one way.
Sure.
But it was the first time anyone had tried. And so I was happy to go to work for Britt, and loved the years I worked with Britt, and even with Brett later on.
Yes.
And, you know, it has to be said, I mean, people will complain about Fox, but what they're usually complaining about are the opinion hours,
yes,
not the straight news hours. And there's an important distinction. You don't get that distinction in a lot of the coverage you get of Trump. You have what are presumed to be straight news reporters actually doing opinion. Now, it's clear on Fox and on the other networks, on MSNBC, for instance, and CNN, in the hours outside the main news block, you get plenty of opinion. And that's true on all three of the cable networks. But that is not the case at Fox during the main news hours.
Mm-hmm.
And so they shouldn't be judged in the same way. But the things that we were talking about a moment ago were all from people who are, you know, supposedly straight news reporters, for whom opinion has become part of their daily coverage of Trump.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not the way it's supposed to be.
And by the way, since we were talking a little bit there about the Fox News history, since you basically signed on as early as it went on the air, Fox News then did become a hit and still is a hit, right? I mean, as far as the ratings, it's done better than all these other cable news outlets, even older ones, of course. Like CNN.
Oh yeah, no, it's Fox passed up CNN fairly quickly. And then, of course, in more recent years, you had MSNBC, which I have to say was very, very heavy on opinion.
Yeah.
Especially during the day and with Rachel Maddow and others. It's very heavily opinionated.
Mm-hmm. Well, we have about 1 minute left. Do you think when we remember... I remember this. You remember how George H.W. Bush 41, was excoriated by the media almost on a nightly basis. At his funeral, you would have thought the man walked on water. Do you think that when Trump dies and, you know, there's a funeral many years from now, hopefully it's many years from now, will he be so canonized? I'm just curious.
Well, people are easier on political leaders once they're no longer standing for election.
Yeah,
I was somewhat distressed at the way Bush 41 was treated
when he was alive. You mean,
when he was alive, when he was in the presidency. Because one, I thought he was a good president, and that he didn't deserve that. He is the nicest man I ever covered in office.
Mm.
I mean, just a real gentleman,
yes,
if you will.
Yes.
And he didn't deserve a lot of the treatment he got. Yeah. And I'm sure that almost every president of both parties thinks they got some bad breaks, but I'm afraid Trump is getting some of the nastiest, most opinionated coverage of any president I've ever covered.
Well, thank you so much for sharing with us and you giving us your unique perspective based on all your years of experience of covering presidents and other important stories for our country. Thank you, Jim Engel. It's great to have you on the program.
Thanks, Jerry. It's been a pleasure. Thank you very much.